Hey everybody, and welcome to the Quitting Weed Pod, day 212. I'm back after a hiatus. So I'm back after a month-long hiatus. I'm still clean from weed. I haven't smoked weed while I was gone. Now, I was tempted a couple of times, but I held firm, and I kept thinking about why I wanted to quit weed and what weed does to me if I do smoke, which helped me stay off of weed. So that works for me. So one tip for everybody is think about what weed does to you, especially the bad things, when you do smoke weed. And so anytime you feel like you want to smoke weed, just think about the bad things it does to you and see if that stops you from smoking weed. It really does for me. So I apologize for being MIA, missing in action for a month. I got the flu, which kept me in bed for 5 days, but it took me like a week, a full 7 days to really just kind of be able to just get up and move. And then it took a total of 10 days, so 3 days after I was able to get up and move, where I was able to finally get rid of the congestion. My nose was plugged up, and if I lay down on my back, I had a hard time breathing. But I'm feeling much better now. And so then after I had the flu, I had a planned vacation. And thankfully, the flu, I was feeling better and able to get up when it was time to go on my vacation to visit family. And the vacation was great and very relaxing. And so the benefits of going on a relaxing vacations are huge. And I will do a pod on that in the future. So now I'm ready to get back to doing this pod more often and helping others quit weed that want to quit weed. So I feel this pod really does keep me accountable. So if I do this pod on a regular basis, then I most likely will think about smoking weed less. And that's what I would like. I mean, obviously, you know, I think a little bit about it for content for this pod, but not to smoke it, just to what type of things did I should say and inspire, encourage others to help quit weed. So I'm hoping to have another episode in a couple of days. And so that's it. That's it for today. I will see you guys on the next pod. If you have any questions or comments or you want to say hi, you can email me at quittingweed@protonmail.com, or you can send me a message on Twitter. My handle is @quittingweedpod. And I'll just make a brief note about this. Some of you guys may already know this already. I started a service that I'll offer to people who want an accountability partner, someone to talk to about weed. I'll have all the details in the show notes. I also have a free, you can get this service for free, which is a 40-minute Zoom call. And I have a code, so make sure you check the show notes for the code. And then I'm also thinking about maybe doing like a little membership thing at a much cheaper rate, maybe like $5 a month. And you can join, and maybe we can have like a regular talk once a week, maybe a short talk, like 10 minutes or less, maybe even do group talks with other people. And something I've just been experimenting. But this podcast will always be free. So no worries about that. If you know, paying for a monthly service or a one-time service to be able to just to chat with me is too much, or maybe a little bit overkill, I understand. You could always listen to the pod. A lot of the content that I do say, that I probably will say on those Zoom talks, are going to be on the pod. The only thing with the Zoom talks and the monthly membership service that I might start, they may be a little bit more personalized as I get to know the person, and maybe more detailed tips. So that's it. But most of you guys don't have to worry. This pod will always be free, and I'm hoping to get back on routine, so I'll start having more episodes come out on a regular basis. So thanks, everybody.